great country, Q94. It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tinar. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Hey, thanks.
I was joking with Max last week. He filled in for you that the week before we had talked about Max on the air.
Yes.
And the school resource officer. And then yep. I was like, then you appeared. You came here.
Yeah. He said, let me tell it firsthand. So,
yeah.
Like, all right, let's do it.
And it worked out perfectly because I was in Madison.
Yeah.
And he was in Madison.
Yeah.
So it was perfect.
It's almost like we plan these things.
And sometimes I like to think that we are organized.
Maybe a little bit.
Not all the time, though. Of course, you were just telling me off air about a drink at Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
That so, I've never had.
Rather than my coffee this morning, I enjoyed it's. So my 11-year-old, we treat her every once in a while, right, to mm-hmm. drinks. So they have this raspberry watermelon refresher lemonade drink there. So I snuck a little sip of it once. And she got really mad, and I apologized. Even though I paid for it, it doesn't mean I have the right to take a drink of it, right? But gosh, that thing's good.
I've never had it.
It's called a refresher.
Yeah.
And it's
I've
fitting.
I've seen
for the name.
Them, but I've never. I always, if I'm at Dunkin', I need the tried and true. I need my coffee.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And I'm there with you.
Maybe this is like an afternoon drink that
this
I
is
could
a,
try.
This is probably an afternoon drink. But if you don't like something sweet, it's a sweet drink, right?
I do so, like something sweet.
Well, there you go. So try it. It's somewhat addicting. So.
All right. Well, I'll have to
and
try
And you can
it.
Blame my 11-year-old for getting you addicted.
Well, speaking of addicting, drugs are addicting.
Definitely are.
And every day this week, I feel like I have gotten a press release from either you or the Crawford County Sheriff's Department.
Yeah.
And first off, maybe we do need to go back to D.A.R.E.
I don't know what we need, but...
but second off, the canine units have been very busy animals.
Yeah, our dogs are tremendous. But yeah, we've been assisting them, and we assist, you know, Clayton County and Marmac as well, and that's what they're there for. And again, our dogs are funded
by
the community.
They are earning their paycheck.
Well, they're funded by our community, and our community deserves the work that they do. So, you know, if you're currying drugs and you get pull over, chances are there's going to be a dog that's going to come on scene and sniff your car. So don't do that, first and foremost. Second off, kudos goes to my dog handlers and really the departments that are making the concerted effort to make these traffic stops with the intent of getting these drugs out of circulation in our community. So and then thank them for calling us and getting us on our way to help them, because that's really what the dogs are for. You know, it's a concerted effort to better our communities and getting these terrible drugs out of our communities in a little bit at a time. And that's what the dogs are there for. So we might as well put them to work.
And I know a lot of times you kind of alluded to this. I did too, that, you know, your department and the sheriff's office works together with those canine resources to, I don't want to say confirm that there's drugs in the car, but to confirm that there's drugs in the car.
Yeah, I mean, we have to. We don't have a choice but to work together on those things. And really, you know, there's no boundaries here. Like, the drugs in Prairie du Chien go to Crawford County, and the drugs in Crawford County come to Prairie du Chien.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just the reality. And so, you know, we have to work on the same page and make sure that it's a concerted effort to make this, you know, make an impact. So.
And you had a press release yesterday about a burglary in town.
Yeah, an attempted burglary. Somebody tried to pry some doors at a business here in town. Thankfully, the business invested in video systems, and we were able to get video from those systems and be able to identify the perpetrators relatively quickly. So a couple things for businesses. If you don't have a camera system, please, please invest in one. But don't go cheap. Get good cameras that you can actually see and view people. And then make sure that you're trained in it and you know how to work it and you have access to it. There are times where we go to businesses that have cameras and they're like, we don't have a clue how to work this. We've never worked this. Nobody ever showed us how to do it. And then we try to troubleshoot that with them. But, you know, the investment is going to pay off in the long run. Thankfully, this business has made that investment. We were able to view the cameras and identify the perpetrators and do a search warrant relatively quickly to apprehend the suspect and hopefully hold them accountable for damage and property and an attempt to bust in and steal some stuff. So this is kind of the time of the year where we see an increase in burglaries, where it starts to get a little bit warmer. People have been, you know,
cooped up inside
and they get a little bit more courageous to go out in the middle of the night and it's not as cold. And so that's where
we didn't know the weather impacted crime.
Well, it definitely does, because the springtime we see an increase in garage entries, vehicle entries, burglaries. You know, there's less snow prints to be found.
True.
So
very true.
Yeah. You know, we were good at following snow prints when we see them. When the snow's gone, there's no prints to follow, right?
There's just mud.
Yeah.
Right now.
Prints. Yeah.
Lots of mud.
Video's even better.
Yeah. So the moral of the story here is invest in good video.
Yep. It'll make our jobs easy.
It does make everybody's job a lot easier when you can just pull up a video and be like, this is the person.
Well, not only that, but
I would assume it makes it a lot easier in court and you know, with lawyers too.
Well, when you become a victim of that type of crime, you feel violated, right? You want to know what the heck is going on here. And so video just confirms all of the answers that you want. So
makes sense.
Yeah.
It's Coffee with Kyle with Prairie du Chien Police Chief Kyle Tienor from Dunkin' Donuts and Prairie du Chien.